Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Robbie Knox, and I'm the landlord of the Moon Underwater, a mystical place where guests create their dream pub. Hello and welcome back to the Moon Underwater, where we are with Sophie creating a dream pub. Cracking pub so far, Sophie, enjoying it?
Yes, I am very much. Thank you.
Are you focused? You seem a little distracted. Are you focused on Dan's pub quiz?
It's at the back of my mind, but I'm going to try and keep it there.
Let's bring it back to the front of your mind. Okay. And Dan, we can now do the pub quiz answering bit.
So it's about anonymous people with one name, like you, Sophie.
Really good quiz, Dan.
Really good.
Really good topic. Yeah. Really good idea. Honestly, I wish there were more than three questions because it's a good topic.
This. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
I'm quite jealous of Sophie for having it. I think it's really cool.
All you've got to do is just drop the last one. Yeah. Dan.
Dan.
It's quite a big claim to claim the name Dan, isn't it?
No, I don't think I can.
I can't be, like, Robbie Williams has claimed anonymous Robbie, really. Yeah. I can't be that.
Cheryl.
You could just be Knox. Yeah. I think there is a Knox.
There's Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, yeah.
The jackass guy.
Yeah.
But he's not claiming Knox.
No, he's not claiming Knox.
I think Brad Pitt's kid was called Knox.
Yeah.
But you don't hear much about him.
No, he's not doing much, is he?
No.
He probably will in a couple of years. He'll probably get like a fucking platinum selling album or something.
Yeah.
That they all seem to do. Yes.
How do you manage
that? I wonder how.
Yeah. I love
through the genes.
I wrote a massive go at him for doing something he hasn't done yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Question
one. He's probably trying to be a doctor or something, isn't
he? Yeah.
Which mononymous person had the birth name Sherilyn Sarkeesian? Any ideas? If you haven't got any ideas, I will give you a little clue.
I don't really have any idea at all. Should we accept
the
clue?
I have no idea.
Okay,
yeah.
So I will tell you. You just listen very carefully to the name because it is all there.
Oh, I know it.
Sherilyn Sarkeesian.
Okay.
Sherilyn.
Okay. Well, shut up, Dan.
Is this going to be someone that I'll know?
Yeah. I think if
Cher.
Right.
Yes,
Cher, exactly.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking like Cheryl. Yes. I was like, no, she's Cheryl Tweedy.
That's why I chose it, because I think Cher. People might think that it's an SH.
Why the hell did she shorten that? Sherilyn Sarkeesian is a really awesome name.
It's a good name. Yeah. Well,
it's a bit of a mouthful, I suppose.
Yeah. In 1961, her stepfather formally adopted her and she changed her name then. So she was originally Sherilyn Sarkeesian, and then her stepfather formally adopted her and she became Cheryl LaPierre.
Oh, it's even better.
Yeah.
Really good.
And then she had a couple of marriages.
Why did she drop the Lynn?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's weird. Why would you change your first name as well?
She went Sherilyn to Cheryl to Cher. She just really.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, no. And in the middle of that, Matt got married two or three times. So her name actually got really, really long at one stage. And then she just went, no. And then she just legally went, it's just Cher now.
My name never changes.
Love that for her. Yeah, it's quite good. I mean, she's Cher. She can do whatever the hell she wants, can't she? It's probably why. She's just like, I am Cher.
Do what I like. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Cool, that's a good fact. Go. I'm going to store that one.
I don't like this pushing the clue too far, though, Dan. Once someone said I've got it, I think that's when you have to stop pushing.
All right, okay. So.
Oh, yeah, because you got it before me.
Yeah.
Sorry, Robbie.
Doesn't matter. That's showbiz.
Yeah, that is. You got to.
History, remember.
You've
got
to be tenacious.
Yeah.
Which mononymous star got ordained in 2018 so that they could officiate the wedding of comedian Alan Carr? So you think. You've got a vague memory of this, Sophie.
I do, because I think I heard him talking about it on Jesse Ware's podcast, but I can't remember.
Yes, he has talked about it.
It's really annoying that I can't remember.
It's someone very, very famous with one name.
I think, right, I've got a guess.
Okay.
But I don't know whether they count as having one name or not.
Okay.
I think it might be Kylie.
I've remembered.
Kylie does have a surname.
Okay. Yeah. What's it's Adele. Sophie? It's Adele.
Yeah.
It's Adele.
Yeah, they're really good mates.
Yeah. She's pulled it out of the bag.
2-1.
Winning 2-1.
Yes. Let's go.
Okay. Final one.
Are we counting Kylie, by the way, as a... Because she's got a Minogue.
I would say no, because it's a Minogue.
But she's kind of been the Minogue off, hasn't she? Yeah.
She has, to be
fair.
Oh,
she has. Oh,
yeah.
No, she, maybe she
because she got that Kylie wine. I mean,
there is only one Kylie.
Kylie. Or Kylie Jenner.
There really is. Oh, yeah.
But she's you can't Kylie
claim
Jenner.
You can't take the... But then again, in the world of football, Ronaldo, if you come along as the second Ronaldo, you've got to be pretty confident you're going to be good to beat the first Ronaldo.
Yeah, that is true.
And he did well.
Yeah. Okay. Question 3. Which wise anonymous person once said, never give a sword to a man who can't dance? So this is a historical person, to give you a clue.
Okay.
And I'm almost certain you'll have heard of this person. All right, go on.
No.
I won't give any more clues.
Do you have a guess, Sophie?
Can you repeat the statement?
Never give a sword to a man who can't dance. This is someone who's got a lot of those kind of sayings.
All right, is it Churchill?
He definitely had a first name.
No, he definitely.
Yeah, it was Winston. Yeah. The monogamous Churchill is the dog in the back of the car.
That's not what you're talking about.
It was the nodding dog. Yeah.
You see, I was going to go someone like Plato or Socrates or someone like that.
You're in the right ballpark.
I wasn't even thinking that far back, guys.
Okay, I'm going to go Aristotle.
Confucius.
Confusing. Yeah. I did not get that question. Sorry.
Do you want some? Here's some other things Confucius said. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. Some of these things sound like the things that people put on fridge magnets.
Yeah.
That is definitely on like some decal on some woman's wall. Yeah. Like a crushed velvet sofa below.
He also said live life, love and Prosecco o'clock.
For sure.
To know what you know and what you do not know, that is true knowledge.
That's quite good. Yeah.
And of course, diamonds are a girl's best friend. No, he didn't. Okay. There we go.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
It was a victory for Sophie.
Yeah, well done, Sophie.
Fabulous.
Thrashed him 2-1.
I don't think you can thrash someone at one point. I suppose you just thrashed by 33 1/3%.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well done.
Onwards. Thank Congratulations, Sophie. Right, we get to put a couple of spirits in your Moon Underwater. What's your first choice?
So my first choice was going to have to be a rum and coke, like a spiced rum. Is a Captain Morgan a spiced rum? I can never remember the exact name.
They do both, but yeah, they definitely do.
I really like rum and coke. Yeah. I'm not like a massive spirit drinker, but I really like rum and coke. When you're rum and coke drunk, it's like woo, because there's so much sugar in it, and it's really good. Like
that's a great tagline. Yeah. When you're rum and coke drunk, it's woo.
We have it on our rider as well, because rum, especially like dark rum and like spiced rum, it doesn't like fuck with your throat as much as beer and other stuff. Okay. So like a rum and coke, if you do want to get a bit like woo on stage, then I always have a rum and coke. I took it with us around all festivals, sometimes give it to people in the crowd. I got really in so much trouble for doing that. We played at this venue called Lafayette last year. We had a big show there.
Where's
and
that?
It's in King's Cross. Okay. It's quite new, but it's a really cool venue. And they, one that doesn't have a bar that stays open. So we had to just like leave all my stuff, all that stuff. Yeah. But I didn't really realize that it was a 16 plus venue. And I was like, woohoo, like giving people shots in the crowd, always do. And then apparently my agent,
was
like getting like phone calls from the bar staff being like, stop her. Because like you can get shut down for doing that. Like the venue can get shut down. I had no idea. So that's the last time I'll ever do that. It was really fun.
Yeah. Or you have to do it, but you're right. I just need to stop for a minute.
Can I see some ID? Yeah.
And then I can do this bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's a spiced rum made? Do you know anything about this?
Well, a little bit. It's basically rum that is then flavoured with natural herbs and spices, which might be cloves or cinnamon or vanilla, star anise or citrus fruit, all kinds of things. But National Geographic says that you can. It's easy to make your own spiced rum. I mean, you have to have the rum.
I was going
to
say, is it the rum bit seems key.
Yeah. You need to have that fart. It's like when you make, have you ever made like...
Slow gin. Can't you? Yeah. I've never done that before.
No,
but
I'm not.
I've made a blackberry gin. which is quite good. Just go out and get out with my son, get some wild blackberries in the summer, come back, and then obviously we make like crumble or something.
I was going to say, you collect them and put them in a drinking
cup. That is like so more wholesome than like the Skittles vodka that my mate used to make at school. That's so funny. That sounds really nice. Maybe I'll upgrade or graduate.
It's nice. Yeah. So it says, National Geographic, this is, says, get a bottle of your favourite light or dark rum, something affordable. You don't want to compete against the complex taste of a premium bottle. You pour it into an airtight container, then you add your favoured blend of herbs and whole spices. And they recommend cinnamon sticks, vanilla pods, allspice berries and orange peel. Mm. Let it sit for 2 or 3 days and then you're away.
That sounds lovely.
Vanilla pods are expensive.
Yeah.
You may as well just buy a bottle of Captain Morgan.
Yeah. I was just saying, like yeah, I reckon 2 vanilla pods are going to set you back £5.
Do you think?
I reckon. So it's
going to be. Where would you get something like that?
Supermarket. In the baking
section.
Like one
of the nice ones. You're not getting that.
I reckon you get that in an Asda.
Do you think? Yeah, Asda's really good, actually. Asda's got a really, really good selection of veggie and vegan stuff. I'm not on any sort of thing, but shout out to Asda.
Yeah, I like Asda. Shout out if you're listening, Asda.
Yeah, give me some free stuff, Asda.
I started making my own vanilla ice cream. And so I had vanilla pods for that. And they are expensive.
Yeah.
They just taste good.
Well, there you go. I mean,
there's something to be said for like making stuff yourself, even if it does cost a bit more. More the experience, isn't it? It's nice.
Yeah, and you know what's gone in it as well. I listened to an audio book on Spotify about processed food. So then I went through a week of like just making my own stuff before I just gave up.
It's supposed to be really bad for you, processed food. I don't know why no one tells us. Why does no one say that? Yeah.
Big processed food stopping it. Fabulous. Great spice rum facts. Have you got a favourite? Is it Captain Morgan?
Honestly, I just say whatever's cheapest. Yeah. Barman, please. And they give me it, so I don't really know. I'm not really that much of a
spice rum connoisseur.
But there's actually Kraken. That's when someone gave that to us on the rider once. And that was really nice. That was a good day.
Oh, you should do your, when, you know, in the future, get your own rum brand going.
Should we? That might be good.
Yeah, we learned, didn't we?
Giving people homework down, aren't you? Yeah.
We learned about George Clooney and his tequila, didn't we?
Everyone does that. Like Kylie's got the wine. Apparently the wine's really shit.
I saw Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia on Instagram today plugging some kind of spirit.
Yeah.
They're all doing it.
The Rock's got a tequila, I think.
Yeah. Kendall Jenner's also got a tequila.
It's quite an in thing.
I don't like tequila, really.
I like good tequila.
I don't think I've ever had good tequila.
This is where I was. I was similar until about 3 years ago when I had some tequila that wasn't horrific. I was like, actually, that's quite pleasant.
No, you can understand it.
Yeah. My brother gave me some soju, this Korean spirit that he got from North Korea.
It came in a good bottle.
Because he lived in Seoul and he'd been over the border to like, you could go to like this area, like a little bit into North Korea. And he bought this thing. Yeah, and gave it to me. And I had like one shot of it and I had a headache for like a week.
Oof.
I called up the NHS and said, oh my. They said, don't worry about it.
Has it come from North Korea as well?
I said, I've had a headache for a week. They said, don't worry about it. I went, what, really? I don't normally have it. Normally it goes away when I have a headache. They went, do you think you've got a brain tumor?
Oh, God.
A little bit, yeah. They went, you haven't. You probably haven't. It's just happens on us. Don't worry, it'll go away.
How can they know that on the phone?
I don't know, but I didn't have a brain tumor.
But sometimes it's so weird because like, I feel like NHS 111. Sometimes they'll like send you an ambulance for fucking nothing. Like I remember one time I had a tummy ache and they were like, ambulance is coming to your house now. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. So there was absolutely nothing wrong with me.
Yeah.
There must be specific words or things that you say that trigger a quick reaction.
Yeah. My two sons, who are 9 and 6, they both had coughs. So my wife took them to the, she could take the older one, Otto, to the walk-in centre on Sunday. She thought, I'll take the other one as well, even though he's not got that bad a cough like that. Turns out they were two totally separate things. And the one that seemed more ill is absolutely fine. And the other one's got tonsillitis.
Oh my God.
One level away from being hospitalized.
Oh, bless him.
He said, you can't go to school for 2 days. It's absolutely fine.
Oh, yeah, he'd be gassed. He's on the Lucozade. Mummy, can I have some Lucozade and some chips?
Oh, yeah, so definitely.
You never know when you should go to hospital.
I've never had tonsillitis,
I don't think.
You probably will do soon.
Yeah.
Don't share any cups with your son.
She was little. Constantly.
Did she have tonsils removed?
She did in the end. Yeah.
They do that a lot, didn't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, good chap. Yep. What's your second spirit?
So my second spirit isn't actually a real spirit, but it's something that I had to bring into my pub because it's something that I would make for people who used to be like me drinking underage, and I call it Parents Cupboard Concoction Special Brew.
Brilliant.
So when I was younger, my parents used to be quite strict and they wouldn't let me take alcohol to parties. I mean, I don't think I would let my kids take alcohol to parties. Fucking fair enough. Now that I look back, I'm like, they weren't even strict. They were just looking after me. But anyway, obviously, I didn't see it that way back then. And I used to say, you know what? I'll just take my own. So I had a hip flask and I used to wait till my mum went to the shops. And I would go and into the spirit cupboard. My parents have a cupboard of spirits in their in the dining room, which is the one that no one ever uses. The one, my mum's gin and stuff that she likes is in the kitchen in a cupboard. So the dining room one, that only gets bumped out at Christmas. So no one's looking in there. And I used to get all these bottles that some of them have been there for 20 years. And I'd pour into my hip flask, but I'd take a little bit from each one. So it wasn't really obvious. So there'd be whole world of stuff in there.
Yeah.
But I was doing this for years. And eventually...
And were you known as the person that brought the hip flask?
Yeah. Yeah, nice. And loads of my friends have,
Have you got the hip flask?
Yeah. But loads of my friends have been, throwing up because of the hip flask. everyone has a story. It wasn't inconspicuous either at all. For some reason, it was, a hip flask and it was fluffy and had monster eyes on it. So it wasn't really
like a pencil
case. Yeah, like a pencil case. Yeah. Very 16 year old.
Yeah.
You know I mean? I should not. If you can buy, if you want to buy a hip flask with fluffy cover and monster eyes, you shouldn't be drinking spirits.
Yeah.
But you know, I was. And then I just used to do it. I was doing it for a few years. And then eventually I used to sometimes take the bottles and fill them up with water so that it was clear spirit, so that it wouldn't be obvious, because I used to be really, really scared about getting caught. I remember one time it was Christmas and my nana makes a really, really, really good Christmas pudding. And my nana, we have every year it's always ceremonial, the Christmas pudding gets put on the table and everyone's filming. My dad pours brandy all over it and it lights. My dad was soaking this thing in brandy and my mum's it just won't catch. I was how strange, how odd, how very odd. And the Christmas pudding was not good that year. Watery for some reason. Yeah, very soggy.
Oh dear.
But yeah, I would have that just for old time's sake. Oh, they are now. They are now, yeah.
Those kids' party type things are quite wild, aren't they? Because there's a lot of misinformation at that age around alcohol and stuff. I remember being at a party when I guess it would have been at school. It was probably about 16, 17 or something. And someone had obviously been told that you've got to be careful about mixing your drinks.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that, are you?
So he was having a can of Carlsberg, whatever. And then he was really meticulously washing out the glass before he had another can of Carlsberg.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No, you can drink the same one repeatedly.
That's sweet.
It's sweet.
God, that was me brandy into amaretto and woo, let's go.
The opposite of him.
Oh, God, yeah.
And you weren't sort of getting a mixer when you got there, people just drinking that neat, were
just
they?
Sipping it out the thing. Yeah, you can't really use a mixer or something like that. I mean, you probably could, but you know when you're young, you just want to get drunk. That's I think I had that for a few years. And then when I was 19, 20, I was don't really
there was
want
nothing it. Left except for water in your parents' bottles.
We used to make, we'd have parties at uni, we used to just get whatever bottles of spirit we have and put them in just a bucket, box type thing, and then add loads of fruit juice. And if you could put enough fruit juice in, anything's nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can put whatever in.
Yeah.
We went to Greece and got some pure alcohol that they were selling in a shop. It was just like a bottle of that. You couldn't just drink. And it had a warning on it. Ooh. You'll go blind if you drink it.
Oh, my God.
Neat.
Seriously?
So is that
ethanol?
I don't know what it was, but I've never seen anything like it. It's just pure as
chemists
alcohol.
Among us, let
but
us know.
You can still pour that into a big thing and it was fine.
A big enough bucket.
That's why I can't drink cranberry juice anymore, because it just reminds me of vodka cranberry. Every time I used to drink a lot of vodka cranberry at uni.
Yeah.
And now... Oof, God, I can't. I can't touch stuff anymore.
You still need the vodka. Just the cranberry juice has come off the worst.
No, I actually can't. I actually don't. I don't really like vodka.
Do you not?
I think it's quite disgusting, but I probably also never had a nice one.
I'm not sure. I can't really tell much the difference between... I can tell dreadful vodka, but I generally... Can you tell the difference between good vodkas?
I don't think so. I'm not a big vodka drinker either.
Yeah, I'm drinking cocktails.
Yeah.
Right, Sophie, every week Dan speaks to one of our listeners to get an idea for your pub.
Okay.
He's going to present it to you now. You don't have to accept it. You can soundly reject it. It's entirely up to you. Dan, who have you been chatting to this week?
I've been chatting to Meg this week.
Oh, what a nice name.
Hello, Meg.
Hi, Sophie. This is Meg in Sheffield, and I think you should add an entire wall of Big Mouth Billy Bass singing, talking wallfish to your pub. That way, you don't have to spend loads of money on a jukebox. Cheers.
Right, so Meg's idea is, you know the fish she's talking about?
I know exactly the ones where it's like, maybe it's the car, them ones, yeah. It would depend what I was singing.
Loads of them.
It would totally depend what I was singing.
That's going to be hell.
I mean, are they all singing the same thing?
No, they won't be.
I think it would be, I get quite overstimulated, especially by sound, so yeah. I think it wouldn't be good for me. I'd probably have to veto that. I'm really sorry, Meg.
Like, I'm curious to hear it once.
Yes.
But I don't think it'd become my local.
No.
If you said there's a bar around the corner that has 100 Billy Bass fish all simultaneously going off when you walk in.
They go off on the hour, every hour.
Well, they go off their movement detector, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
So when you walk in, 100 of these fish are going to go crazy. I'd go once.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go back a lot.
And then I'd try not to move while I was in there.
Yeah.
I remember the Christmas where they came out.
I got given one.
I think everybody did. It was insane.
Yeah.
It was one of those things that you look back and go, I can remember the first time I saw it and thinking it was really funny.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I did that.
I think I did laugh.
Yeah. It's weird how I remember the Christmas Bop It came out as well.
Oh, I love Bop It. I love Bop It so much.
Yeah. Bop It's good. They've changed Bop It now because my son got it the other year.
It's white now, isn't it?
It was white. And there was one thing missing or something. It wasn't the same.
No, it's the one that I used
Bop
to
it,
have.
Pull It.
Twist It, Flick It.
Yeah, this was different. There was something missing from it or something.
Damn.
It's not
what it used to be. Shake It. Yeah, Shake It. The one that my mum has now is like long and white.
Yeah, that's what my son's got.
Yeah, it doesn't look the same.
So no to the fish, but maybe have some wall of Bop-Its.
Yeah, that would be a fun pub activity. I actually had I hosted a pub quiz for some of my fans when my mixtape came out. It was so like gratuitous. I was like, here's a pub quiz all about me. Let's see how well you all know me. Anyway, it was really fun actually, but I've got a lyric in one of my songs that goes like Bop It, Pull It, Twist It, Flick It. Yeah, it's a song about Timothy Chalamet. And you can listen to the song. And we had a Bop It there to like do the tiebreak questions. It was really fun. Everyone was just playing Bop It. I would actually definitely recommend a Bop It as a pub activity. Tell you what I love when a pub has board games.
Yeah.
That's so good when a pub has board games.
As long as they've got all the bits.
It's really annoying when they don't.
They're missing one. You're like,
yeah.
No dice. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Fabulous. Sorry, Meg.
Yeah, sorry, Meg.
Your fish are
rejected
back in the sea.
Quite quickly.
Immediately rejected.
Yeah.
Damning. If you've got an idea for something that could go into a future pub, you can email me, robbie@moonunderpod.com, with your artistic vision, and we will put it to a future guest. Big moment for you now, Sophie. Pub jukebox.
Okay.
You get to put one CD or mini disc into the jukebox of your choosing.
She's gonna put her own music.
Is it going to be your own? Your own goes in anyway.
Yeah. So I might get crucified online for this, but what I've chosen is... Now 47, that's what I call music, from 2000. It's got some bangers on there. So it starts with Rock DJ by Robbie Williams. Absolutely like prime pub song. I remember one time we were in... Do you guys like karaoke?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, no.
I'm just not very good.
I'm just bad at it. I don't mind witnessing it.
Well, witnessing karaoke is where the story is going. Because we played a show... a couple of years ago at this festival in Hamburg called Reaper Barn. And Hamburg has loads of karaoke bars. And we were in that jubilant post-show feeling. Obviously, you're away. We're like, let's go get drunk. Hamburg is a really good night out.
Yeah,
and there's this karaoke bar. And we were in there. And there's this video of us singing Rock DJ by Robbie Williams, like jumping up and down, like properly, like going for it, and people just walking out, like people just leaving, like honestly, like there was one girl who was like running, like for the exit. But when done properly, rock DJ karaoke, it's a great karaoke song. I think on a pub jukebox, we want like those songs. There's always those songs where people, what's the hell's that place called? There's a place in Finsbury Park. I'm gonna have to Google it. It's right by the station, and it. Or it like
the bowling place.
Yeah. Not the 12 pins.
No.
That's the Arsenal one. It's opposite that. Let me have a look so we can have a fact-based conversation about what this is called.
While you're looking it up, I see the third track is Life is a Roller Coaster.
That's my favourite
song.
I want that played at my funeral.
I got my friend Jim and I were singing that so loudly in our house once that a neighbour came around to ask us to stop.
Oh my God. You see, that is like the kind of thing that I would go nuts for. I love that song. There's something about that song. I don't know what it is. Like, I just think it's the best song ever.
It's up there. Yeah.
I will definitely have that played at my funeral. You can.
All Saints, Pure Shores.
Yeah, yeah. So good.
Martine McCutcheon is on there. I've forgotten that she had a singing.
I've not looked at the date of this. I'm going to give you a year for this.
All right.
I'm going to say.
I mean, she did already
tell us. I already said it.
Oh, did you? I'm going to say 2000.
Yeah, it was 2000.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Just because you can quite often, because if you're moving around jobs, you can sort of remember where you are from different things. Like I remember when I bought the Craig David album, I was working at Capitol.
7 Days is on that one, I think.
Yeah, it is. Knowledge.
Great knowledge.
I just did Google it to write it down on the sheet, to be fair.
Can't Play Trouble. Kylie Minogue, A Night Like This.
Kylie Minogue and Robbie Kids is on there as well. Kids are all right. That one. Tune. I love that song. Yeah. That is a proper good pub jukebox.
Cisco, Unleash record. The Dragon. Yeah. On board for this.
Good. I remember what the pub's called. It's called the Blackstock.
Okay. I've been there. Yeah.
It stays open really late. It's like the latest place that stays open in Finsbury Park. So everyone always goes there like when everywhere else is shut. And it always plays like bangers, like wedding songs.
I don't think I've
ever been there and not heard Mr. Brightside. Like,
okay. Yeah.
It's really good. I love it there.
Excellent. I was going to say, anything else than that? No. Okay. Fabulous. A great choice there. Now albums are quite popular, aren't they?
Yeah, they're becoming more popular, I think.
Yeah, people think use a little compilation loophole to get extra songs in there, don't they?
I think it's a good choice.
My first post-divorce pint, the gin I had in Hull. My nan's homemade buckfast. The rum I drank with Liz Hurley. The lager I stole from the pigeon detectives.
Okay, time now for a drink in time where the moon underwater will transport you back through the very fabric of time to an occasion of your past where there was drinks around.
Okay.
And you can relive that moment again.
Lovely.
What are you going to go for?
So I'm going to go for a drink that I had in May 2021. Which was when I just started making music and I needed to find a band. And I basically put this PSA out on Instagram saying, hey, I need a band. Do I know any people who make music? Because I didn't know any music people at the time. I'm not from like a music background or anything. None of my friends, all my friends are like bankers and stuff. So yeah, none of them were really going to help you out much with that. So yeah, I put out this Instagram PSA and two boys replied to it. They were called Ed and James, and they were also in a different band at the time called Distance Learning, and I sort of like seen them on introducing Radio 1 and stuff, and they were like, oh, we'll do it. And then I ignored them for like 2 weeks, and then they messaged again being like, we'll do it. And then I was like, oh, okay. They were like, do you want to go for a drink? And I said, oh, okay, like, well, what have we got to lose? Like, let's just go and see if we like each other. And James, just for some reason, he was like, okay, we'll plan it. And he decided we should go to the Oxo Tower because he just thought that would be like a good place for a meeting. I've never been to the Oxo Tower before. That's, I don't know what he was trying to do.
Yeah,
I think he was trying to be professional. I don't know. So we all went up. This is like also just after COVID. I don't know whether he's trying to impress me or what. I don't know. But it was just after COVID.
A little place I know called the Oxo Tower.
We all went up the fucking Oxo Tower, like in our masks. And we're like, hello. And then they had us sat inside and then they moved us outside. And We were just like super surreal. Like I've just sat with these two strangers I'd never met in the Oxo Tower. I think we got a bottle of Peroni. It was like £8 or something. And it obviously like it was in that COVID time where like every time you got up, you had to put your mask on, like to like go for a piss or something. But the rest is history. And they're now like my two best friends, just people that I've met like off the cuff of just saying yes to like, oh, I'll go for a drink with you. Why it's not? And then our whole...
make things happen like that, isn't it? Yeah. Nowadays in the world of the internet, you can just go, but hello.
The whole thing that we've got now like wouldn't exist if it wasn't for that day. So that's why I chose it.
That's great. Lovely. Yeah. And what was the drink you were having?
It was a Peroni.
A Peroni.
Yeah, I don't actually like Peroni very much, but at the Oxo Tower, that's all they have.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of cocktails at the Oxo Tower, but...
Yes.
I've never been. Have you been?
I have. I think I went there and had a special occasion meal there once. Like an anniversary.
That's the kind of thing that you'd usually go there for. Not for like a quick drink
up the Oxo Tower. Did.
It's hilarious.
And I think I might have had Peroni, actually.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think I might have.
In a bottle.
Yeah.
Peroni up the Oxo Tower.
Yeah.
For a drink in time. Lovely answer, Sophie. But now it's time to find out your dream pumpkin. But now it's time to find out your dream pub companion. But that is only for those of you who've invested in the Moon Underwater Patreon. If you want to find out how you can do that, you can go to moonunderpod.com. For the rest of you, we'll be back after this short ad break.
Bard.
Right, Sophie, we've chosen what we want in your pub. It's now to decide what's not allowed in your pub. You get to ban something from your pub. What's it going to be?
I'm going to ban bad lighting.
Oh.
Because it can totally change your experience of being in a pub, I think. If the lighting's good, even if the rest of the pub's a bit shit, it doesn't feel as shit.
Yeah.
But like, there's a scale, right? So there's a place that, I can't remember what it's called, one of the many pubs in Camden with the shit lighting. And we were in there. Me and Ed also play this game when we go to a pub, where we walk into the pub, and we go to the pub so much we've literally run out of stuff to talk about, so we're forced to like play games like this. But we have this game where we say, what would we change about this pub if we bought it? So you like sit in the corner and you sort of like decide. And the first thing, I can't remember what this pub was called, but we like immediately we change the lighting. Because you know, it's like dentist-y, like top lights. And it was, especially if it's quite big and you feel like you're sat quite far away from everyone else, and it just, the vibe is just like immediately off.
Mm.
On the other end of the scale, you've got pubs that are too dark. So like, have you been to the Lamb on Holloway Road?
I don't know. I've got a friend who used to live up there. So I'm not
it's
sure
quite
pubs
famous.
Have been to
it's really, yeah. It's really nice. I really like it there, but fuck me, it's so dark.
Is it?
Like, it's so, so, so dark. Like you can't, there's candle lit. So that I think too dark for me. And then like you just need to find the happy medium. I think lighting is so important to like how comfortable you feel.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. It's like some sort of...
I don't think I'm very good at deciding on lighting stuff. Like I never know in the house. I never know.
Yeah.
Should I have a lamp? What type of lamp should I have? I don't know. I spend a lot of time thinking about it.
Yeah. Yes. And I don't know how to quantify it really. I think I can walk into a pub and go, oh, it's... feels like the lighting is right,
but I don't know what.
If I was to be in charge of it, I don't think
I could help. I get why people have bad lighting because I couldn't get it right. What do you think is the key?
I have no idea. I think like where you put them, and I think having lamps instead of overheads is maybe better. But this was one thing I would change though about my pub. I'd make sure it was well lit.
Drink up, please. It's time.
This is a gift that I've bought you because I think it's time that you started to support a real football team. So here you go.
Oh, amazing. Look at these. Yeah.
Do you know what? I've seen these. You sell these on your website, don't you?
Yes.
I've seen these. They're absolutely brilliant.
They're brilliant.
This is Sophie Football Shirts.
Yeah.
Talk us through the logo.
So that's my logo, the rat logo. My fans started calling themselves a rat, so I just kind of went with it. And now I really like rats.
My wife and I call each other rat.
Yeah, it's quite a nice little pet name, isn't it?
Yeah, because we were once going to Gatwick Airport. We were going were going, I think, to America or something, and there was a thing on the form you filled, and it said, let us know if you want this in your language. I said, do you want me to ask if they've got one in rap for you?
Okay.
And ever since then, we've just kind of gone,
oh, yeah, that's nice.
That's cute.
That is a cool football shirt.
And you've got Chaos and Commotion on the back.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Those are available?
They are available on my website. There's not actually that many left now, to be fair. You put me on the spot. I think it's sophiesworld.co.uk.
Google it.
Yeah, just Google it. It's on my Instagram.
If you really want it, you can work it out.
Yeah, exactly. Work for it.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
So if people have enjoyed here listening to you and want to get into your music, where should they start? What should they do? What have you got coming up?
So I just put out a mixtape at the end of last year. It's called Chaos and Commotion. You can find it on Spotify, Apple, everywhere you get your music. It's also available on vinyl if you're into that kind of thing. You can find me everywhere on socials at Sophie Sounds, and Sophie is spelled S-O-F-Y. It's not actually like in my real name, but in my artist name it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yes. It's nice. No one's judging. It's fine. Yeah. And new single
coming out? No. Anything coming out? Well, we're just currently finishing writing the new project, so there will be some new singles in the coming months, but nothing around? Available to announce, unfortunately.
Oh, it's secret.
Yes, ooh, it's a secret. Stuff.
And are you festivaling this summer?
Yes, you can find us at Why Not Festival in Derby. That would be good. Bet they'll be serving Carlsberg.
Okay.
And Liam Gallagher's Malta Weekender. Liam Gallagher and friends. Yes, my close personal friend. And a couple more that are not yet announced. Oh. So keep your eyes on my socials, you'll find out.
It's exciting. Yeah. Wonderful. So, well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
Our
you
final
for
thing
me.
Here is to name this wondrous pub. What are we going to call it?
I'm calling my pub The Rabbit Hole because it's named after a stage that we played at Glastonbury, which was like the best show we've ever done. And I just really like the idea of being, I'm going down the rabbit hole. See ya.
It's a good name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
I might be a while. I might not be.
Exactly.
It's a great name.
Some meanings as well, because like you're going down there with Ed, you start chatting, you're going down a rabbit hole of conversation, you don't know where you're going to go, but also drinking, you might be going in there, having some of your parents' cupboard concoction special brew. I mean, you're definitely going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah,
exactly.
With rock DJ playing in the background.
That sounds perfect. Let's go there now.
Let's do it now. Yeah. All right, brilliant. All right. Sophie, thank you so much for joining us
thank
here
in
the
Wind
Underwater.
Me.
You may now return to the other realm.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.